Blog Talk Radio.
Flip.
Today, when you ain't new to them no more. Now, this could be your boyfriend or your girlfriend. It could actually be your family members. Or, and I'm going to explain all of that. And it could definitely be your job. And when we talk about these bills, oh, yeah, par for the course. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. Make sure that y'all share the show. We're about to kick this thing off into high gear. I missed yesterday, but I'm glad to be here. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Is this your daily go get a business show? We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the... And if you can't say Omar with the R, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should. I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. And I hope that everybody had a hell of a Monday. A great type day. I do. T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to see my people going right in your sight. Let's kick this thing off. When you ain't new to them no more, you know what I'm talking about. We always used to talk about how people be getting new. You better never act new. Huh. Enough respect, dude. Yeah. We've all dealt with it. People who treated us like we were the best thing that ever happened to them when we first meet them or when we first got to know them or when they first wanted to get to know us and all of that kind of stuff. But then, then as soon as some more time went by and some new people that they met or wanted to get to know or whatever come through, all of a sudden you get pushed to the side. You don't get calls no more. You don't get feelings no more. You don't get visits no more. You don't get time no more. You don't get nothing no more. The new. This is not even a two-faced thing. That's the crazy part. This is not a situation that I'm talking about where somebody is two-faced. Because when somebody is two-faced, you know, we grew up saying two-faced. So it's so hard to say it right, like two-faced. So I'm not going to say that. When somebody is two-faced, you know, it's like they smile in your face, talk behind your back, treat you like a friend, talk about you like an enemy, you know, that type of thing. You know, when we're talking about when somebody only likes you or only seems to value you when you're new to them, we're talking about people who get bored with people. We're talking about people who move on to the next shiny, special, popular thing. So they treat people like TV shows. You know, when a TV network wants to premiere a new show, you get all the commercials. They make sure that the advertising is top notch. Think about, remember that show Empire? To this day, I've never seen a TV show, a network TV show promoted like they promoted Empire. I never watched even one episode of Empire, but what I noticed was that the advertising, the promotion that they were showing this show, I was like, damn. They really want people to watch this show. I'm sure all of the other shows that were on the air for years would have loved to have had that type of promotion. And they had to be looking at Empire like, dang, I wish I could get some more of that promotion. Because the other network TV shows probably weren't getting promoted very heavily because they know if they promote those shows and more people start looking at the shows and stuff like that, then eventually the popularity of the actors are going to become known to the actors and they're going to start asking for more money. So, yeah, this new show where they haven't been proven yet, where they haven't been tried and tested, yeah, we're going to give this all the press, all the promotion, all the advertising, all of the airtime. Because we already got prepaid. See, none of the actors knew that we were going to give them this type of promotion. So they already locked into whatever price we set from the beginning. Pimp game. Soon as this show takes off and becomes really, 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 really hot, then we'll stop that promotion too. Unless this show becomes bigger than the Seinfeld show, in which, you know, everybody's getting paid and we'll still be able to shit on somebody. Because this is not a show full of superstars. So as long as we can keep the... Anyway, y'all understand what I'm talking about. Understand what I'm talking about. See what I'm saying. Understand how I'm playing. My man Ja Biggs. What up, Ja? My brother, my mellow, my man. Good to see me some of you, my brother. Yeah, when you ain't new to them no more. See, I think that some people don't like when people
aren't new to them anymore, because the longer you know somebody, the more you know somebody, the deeper you get into somebody. So it becomes a little bit harder for them to play the game, the front on them, the shit on them, pretend like there's something that they're not. You know, that type of shit. It becomes tougher and tougher. It becomes harder and harder. Know what I'm talking about? Yeah. So, some people don't want people to get closer to them because they start to see their patterns. They start to see their tendencies. They start to see their ways. The flaws start to become a little bit clearer. And some people don't really like that. So the new people, they can always paint whatever type of narrative that they want to for the new people. So the new cats don't know you. So the new people think that you're the best thing since sliced bread. Like, look at, yo, you've heard people say it like, yo, I think that God must have brought us, God in the universe brought us together. God in the universe brought us to, God in the universe brought us together. It doesn't matter what, it's a warm or cold type of weather. So what we talking about here? What we talking about when you ain't new to them anymore? When you're not new to them no more. And the worst part about it is when you see how they act towards the new people or act with the new people, the new bow, the new toy, the new conquest. Yeah, sometimes it's all about the conquest. Like, yeah, you got a fat ass, but yo, she got a fat ass. You got an old fat ass. She got a new fat ass. You got some old big old titties. She got some new big old titties. Yeah, your big old titties bigger than hers, but hers is new. She got the new. Yeah. So, you know, when you find yourself in this situation, you're probably going to find it to be pretty insulting. Jobs do it. You've seen how they bring in the new hot shot, this one, that one. You know, the new hot shot employee. Hot off the presses. Have you ever seen it? Have you ever worked on a job where it seems like the job itself is trying to hide the way that they really treat their employees from the new employee? Have you ever seen it? It's a sight to behold. It's a sight to behold. And see, I didn't know why they did that kind of stuff. But did you know that there are incentives and bonuses for keeping people for a certain amount of time? So if you don't retain people for a certain amount of time, you actually lose money. You lose ratings. Yeah. So a lot of times they'll treat the new person like, come on. Let me hug your neck. Loving you is easy because you're beautiful. I use a brand new joy. You hug my neck. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. Woo woo doo doo doo. Yes, the new hotshot employee. Like this one, this is the one that's going to dig us out of the mud. Yeah, all y'all old employees, the ones that we gotta pay all of these benefits to, all of these existing employees, these tenured employees that's getting all, that's about to be eligible for all of these entitlement programs. We got to find a way to get y'all to fuck up out of here. Y'all going to fuck around and retire. We going to have to pay y'all no good bum asses. No good bum asses. I've worked here 30 years of my life. This is my first job. I was here since I was a kid. Yeah, you. We going to have to pay that pension to you. Yeah, we're going to have to give that honorable mention to you. We're going to have to pay that Social Security to you. We're going to have to come off that retirement for you. But this new hot shot, this new hot shot is almost like an independent contractor. Oh, I got to get him on our side and get him for about 2-3 years and let him slide. But for now, he's making us a lot of money and it's about to go down. Y'all old ass employees always act like y'all need shit, talking about y'all tenure and y'all fucking, y'all motherfucker. Yeah, I'm a tenured employee. I got seniority. Yeah, I'm a tenured employee. I got seniority. I'm a tenured employee. I got seniority. Yo, I'm a tenured employee. I got seniority. I'm a tenured employee. I got seniority. I am a tenured employee. I got seniority. I am a tenured employee. I got seniority. Oh, I am a tenured employee. I got seniority. Oh, I am a tenured employee. I got seniority. Yeah. Tenured ass employees. Gonna pay all this goddamn money and benefits, retirement programs, retirement benefits, all this old bullshit. You need to quit this goddamn job and go work for somebody else. Yeah. Sucre sur toi. Ah, sucre sur toi. Ah, sucre JT up. What's going on, man? So, yeah. That's what we talking about tonight. When you ain't new to them no more. No more. No. You're not my new cousin. You're my old cousin. I don't give a shit about you. We got new cousins from down south. We met a family reunion. That's my new cousin. She the shit. You know, she sing, she dance. She know how to roll a blunt with one hand. You know, you don't even pay for your own weed. I'm tired of paying for your own weed. I'm tired of paying for your weed. You always want to smoke. You don't never got no money, but you always want to smoke. How'd that work? Job big. How'd that work? They don't never have no money, but they always want to smoke. Yo, we have a session tonight? Yo, we have Cypher tonight. Yo, you got the weed. You got the Lao. You got Chocolate Tie. You got the Blueberry weed. The High Dog. You got the Chronic. You got some Kush. What you got? You got some? Oh, you got Reggie? You got a lot of Reggie? We got a lot of Reggie. We get high. You know, we don't get real high, but we get high. You got the old skunk. Look at you old school. You got skunk. Free skunk. The new, you know, if it was any sense to it, instead of letting these cell phone companies and cable companies pimp us, we would get them for their new rate and then slide right on their ass as soon as that rate is over. And that's what some of y'all be saying y'all going to do. And y'all be doing that shit. They, you know, they be like, yo, it's $99 a month. Anything you want, $99 a month. Anything you want, $99 a month for a year. We even throwing some bed. And when the Super Bowl comes, yeah. We gonna give you NFL back, yeah. We even bring a fucking party tray to your home during the Super Bowl if you sign up. $99 for a year. Free weed, free beer. And free Uber, free Lyft, free gifts, free party favors, free lifesavers. Now, if it made any sense, if we had any sense, we would go to Xfinity, Comcast, whatever they call it in your region for 1 year, then switch right over to Verizon for the next year, DirecTV for the next year, motherfucker, what's the other junk? Dish Network, I think that shit is still out for the next, until we became a new customer at Xfinity. Yo, because, you know, they be paying money for the comeback. Like, yo, we give you $250 gift card, plus we'll go down on you. Like, y'all do what? Yo, we going to give you a $250 gift card, plus we going to go down on you. And it's only going to be $75 a month for the next year, and you get every channel that you can imagine. You're going to get channels you never even thought. I heard that you had a death in the family. We gonna give you, at no extra cost, we gonna bring you the Seance channel and the Bring Your Mama Back to Life channel. What the hell is the Bring Your Mama Back to Life channel? For new customers only. For new customers only. You get this new service, your mama who just died last year, we bring her back to life. You could talk to you. Didn't you say that you would do anything to talk to your mama just one last time? Well, you're going to do it for $75 a month. You come over to Xfinity. Get the Seance channel, to bring your loved one back to life channel. Yeah, you had Lifetime and Lifetime Movie Network, but you ain't had Bring Your Mama Back to Lifetime Network. And you can get that on Comcast Xfinity. $75 a month. Plus, you know, you can tell your mom not to look at you while we give you free head. Free head, swallow and everything. Or you a woman, we do it all the way to you squirt. No bullshit. No bullshit. You sign. You sign. All right, y'all. So let's go. What we got? Cap Simulator says, only looking at the new rapper, not the candy inside. Word. And Cherry, Cinderella, Dana Jane. Well, it's the woman Dana Jane was famous, Cinderella Dana Jane. Well, it's the woman Dana Jane was famous. Good to see you. It's a day. Oh. Carolina says, yes, they have an instant love for the new employees. Old employees, not so much. Man, she, old employees, like chopped liver. Like chopped liver. Unless you like liver, then you probably don't mind it being chopped. But even people who like liver don't like liver worse. Now chop that shit up. Because you got to be you're a different animal if you like liver worse. At least with liver, they be making liver smell all good. You can't do that shit with liver worse. It is what it is with liver worse. You have to rock out when it comes to liver worse. Emphasis on the worst. By the way, if y'all would like to call into the show, the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. Get your shine, baby. 319-527-6199, baby. Daily Go Get 'Em Ism Show. When you ain't new to them no more. When they gon' front on you for sure. When you're no longer the new honey dip. The new hottie. Honey Love. Ooh, that's an R. Kelly song. You can't sing R. Kelly song. Honey Love. Okay. It seems like you're ready. Niggas, are you ready? Yeah, man, when you knew, when you get around people who only value the new people, you have to make an executive decision. Do you really want to be down with them or are you going to make them an ex-friend? The choice is yours, and it's a choice that has to be made somewhere along the line. Okay, so, okay. Carol says, get rid of older employees and bring in new for less money and benefits. You ain't never gonna lie. Younger and cheaper. That is the corporate motto. Younger and cheaper. 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 Insurance companies. Insurance companies absolutely do this shit. Life insurance companies. Think about how life insurance companies play. You know how they play. The younger you are, the less likely, like if you're young and you're healthy, they know that they're going to squeeze mad dough out of you before you ever can even think about getting a claim. So they got all kinds of ways for you to be able to borrow against the money. You know, you basically borrowing against your damn funeral plot. That type shit. And you know, those life insurance salesmen are some smooth talking motherfuckers. Smooth. But you get all of the cheap rates when you're young and the likelihood that you're gonna croak is low. You're young and healthy and virile. I wonder how it works out nowadays because so many of our young people are morbidly obese. So, you know, like you a 22-year-old BBW. What's that insurance premium looking like? Or what it look like when you're on the mic? Yo, sucker MCs, don't buy. Because if you do that, you're going to cause some fright. And I might have to take in your eye, kill your sight. But it's going to be okay if you chill out. So I think that you can't pull your bills out. No money. Your money is no good here, but I just want you to keep your shit clear. Me and you are down like a submarine. We struggle to keep our sneaks clean, but I beam just like a light on you. The light is the knowledge, and I'm going to teach you some shit that you can't learn in college. And yo, everything is going to be okay if you read this shit that I gave to you today. I play the way I want to, and I don't want to take no front from you. Brother from another mother, North Hill, says one man's trash is another man's treasure. One man's pain is another man's pleasure. Captain says more like you're no longer useful to them. Yeah, you said it. I was trying to keep from saying it. I wanted y'all to say it. You said it. And that has a lot to do with it. Even if that wasn't the truth, but it's going to feel that way. And there are people who actually play that way. You know? They use you as long as you're good, as your supplies are good to them and for them. And then, all of a sudden, it's like they already milked you out. They done got all the, grabbed them udders and milked all of that shit out of your cow ass. Moo. 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 Robin Berean. What up, ma? G-Town's finest, Pulaski Town all up in your area. What's going on? You know what I'm saying? Pulaski ass. Yeah. Pulaski. Is Pulaski ass? Yeah, it's Pulaski. Yeah. What's going on, my? Good to see me. Some of you. I'm just coming on through. All right. So, I see we have a caller on the line. We're about to take the caller in just a second. But I'm going to read the rest of y'all comments, and then we're going to get deep into this thing. We're going to start digging in. All right. Emily Dunlap says, my friend does that. Get them at the cheap rate for a year or whatever, cancel after a year and start over again with the same plan for a year. That's a smart thing to do. They playing around with your money. You play with their money back. I mean, nut-ass cable companies and cell phone companies. Shit. And shout out to some of y'all that's paying a phone note. Yeah, I got you paying a phone note. Y'all niggas crazy. Yeah, I got an iPhone 17. Yeah, I got the iPhone 17, man. This shit only cost me like $200 a month for the next 24 months. I mean, that's how it is. You know, you want the latest iPhone. The iPhone is only on 13. Joe, I got the 17. That's why I got paid $200 a month on top of my bill. So my bill is a mere $300 a month plus tax. But I got the iPhone 17. Ain't this shit fly? This shit got artificial intelligence and shit. This shit, all I got to do is think I would like to take a selfie of a frog. And that should be like, ch-ch-ch. You hear that cheese shutter? Ch-ch-ch. I didn't even say nothing about a frog or whatever. Look, it's a real frog. You see that shit? That shit ain't no Kermit, nigga. That's a real frog. iPhone 17. Shout out to all y'all paying them phone notes. Got the iPhone 26. Got the iPhone 26. I just joined site. You know what I'm saying? You know, this is not a Galaxy Fold. This ain't no Galaxy Fold. This is a Galaxy Roll. Yo, the phone, yo, you finished with the phone. You just ball the phone up and put it in your pocket. Like, you do what? Yo, you ball the phone up and put it in your pocket like a gum wrapper. You take the phone out your pocket and unwrap the shit. You know what I'm saying? Unwrap the shit, talk on the phone, take pictures. This shit got 970,000 megapixels. This shit, yo, this camera take pictures so clear, it's going to correct your vision. It's going to correct your vision. And they guarantee that your children won't be born with any vision problems either. Galaxy Ball. You know what I'm saying? Peace to all y'all paying a phone note. You got to pay for your iPhone 13 for the next 24 months. Like, crazy. You just was switching over to Xfinity Verizon and shit. You should just change to Verizon. Y'all paying a phone note. Y'all paying a phone note.
Guys, Taylor says, I've done it too, Emily. That's what's up. I said I was going to do it. Mm-hmm. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill, says, I did that with Hulu. I got locked in for $1.99 for 12 months and canceled when it was over. At least you remembered to cancel, man. Most people, they bank on people forgetting to cancel. I paid for Hulu almost a year and a half. After I canceled the bitch, they said, no, you can't just cancel. You got to cancel and you got to, like, write us an email. I was like, y'all give me my motherfucking money back, man. I'm going to raise Johnny Cochran from the dead with my new Xfinity cable plan and shit. And he going to come sue the shit out of y'all asses. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to murder y'all and I'm going to get away with it because if the glove don't fit, then you must have quit. Bastard. All right. TK Wright says, not the Seance candle. Is that how you spell Seance? I've always wondered about that shit.
Sea ants.
Sign and squirt. There you go. Word up. Jerry says me. Liverwurst. Love. Oh, you throwing up your. Yeah. Love my child. Wait. Are you saying that you like liverwurst or no? I don't know. Shirley Shore, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world.
Shirley Shaw, the world's most precious, the greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, man? What's going on? And that's what I'm afraid of, that I will forget to cancel. Yeah, I'm good. All right, caller with the last numbers, 2192. Thank you for holding. What's on your mind this evening? Welcome to the Daily Go Get a Business Show. What's good? What's hot?
Shalom, bro.
Word up, man. What's good?
I'm just coming on. I seen some things that intrigued me, so I thought I'd come on and share my peace of mind. The first thing I want to start off with was something that the brother Norris Hill put up. One man's trash, another man's treasure. I used to think like that, and I used to agree with that, but now I just see it as one man's trash is another man's problem. Because trouble and the problems that's going on, and what made, because no man is just gonna mess over a woman just for no reason. Like there's men out there that do stupid stuff for no reason and not accountable for it. But I'm saying no man is really gonna mess over a good woman for no reason. He saw a flaw in her, no matter how good she is. He saw some flaw in her that made him think, oh, well, maybe I don't want to deal with this for the rest of my life. But with that being said, one man's trash is another man's treasure. I just think that somebody made that up to make us feel better and to make women feel more comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, somebody always going to want you in your bullshit that you come with. I don't think so. But in what you said about the quote about what's new, you know what I'm saying? Yes, I feel like people change up when new come around, when anything new come around, in any situation, but it's the thing. I see it like this. New is not always the answer, because just like now, I can't speak for everybody, but I know now me, I like all the old school stuff. I'm going back on the old school ways of living, all that type of stuff. So new is not necessarily new, probably just new to us or new to whoever, you know what I'm saying, but it's not really new. I had this little incident with this girl. I tried talking to her. Like, we never dated. We just messed around a long time ago, and you know what I'm saying, come to find out, she's a new person. I'm a new person. Like, I know how new she is. Like, we new to each other. You get what I'm saying? She got a bunch of kids, you know what I'm saying, by different baby daddies. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of baggage that she got on. She's a new person. You know what I'm saying? Some people don't know how to accept new. You know what I'm saying? I talked to her, and I was like, hey, you the only person from back then that I even conversate with, and that's by choice. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting my life together. I don't want negativity around me. I don't want, you know what I'm saying? I told her this off rip. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just, like, I'm giving you the chance because I just feel like you're a genuine person. And she, you know, oh, yeah, I changed up. I've been working on myself, too. You know what I'm saying? I go to try to, because she been on some bullshit and always on some bullshit. I try hollering at this other girl. I didn't know they was friends. I swear. I didn't know they were friends. But she come up, oh, you know, I ain't trying to talk to you. You and such and such, my friend. I'm like, what up? Such and such been on some bullshit. I ain't never dated such and such. Me and such ain't never dated. I don't even know. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
She just, like, come with this toxicity, with this toxic manner. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you just whoop. You saucy because, you know what I'm saying? Bro, chill out. This is toxicity. This is what I told her I didn't want no part of. You know what I'm saying? And now that you let me know that you friends with her, thank you, because, shit, I don't want no parts of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not Jordan that you knew. You know what I'm saying? I shouldn't put out my name like that, but I'm not the J that you knew. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not him. You get what I'm saying? I'm a new person. I evolved into this new person that you're not accepting. You know what I'm saying? Just because you don't want to accept this, and people like that. When people hear new, like you working on yourself and fixing, people like to lie and be like, oh yeah, I'm working on myself too. I've been doing this. It shows, you know what I'm saying? You still toxic. You still, you know what I'm saying? You ain't been working on yourself. You've been working on yourself. You've been working on the wrong part. You know what I'm saying? But
I just feel like a lot of people like to scream new, 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 and they don't really know how to even accept new. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, like I was talking about earlier, some people don't want to deal with the older people that they know or the people that have been in their lives for a long time, because those people who've been in their lives for a long time know how they are. They know how they act. They can't get over on them. They can't fool them. They can't cheat them. They can't lie to them. They can't steal from them. They can't,
mm-hmm.
can't kick game. They can't paint a narrative, a false narrative of how they are and who they are. So like,
yep.
For example, they try to say, loyalty. I'm big on loyalty. You know what I mean? I'm always loyal. And you like, see the people who know them, like, you know damn well you don't know the first thing about loyalty. You know what I mean? But the new people that they meet, they can kick that loyalty shit all day. Oh yeah, I'm, you know what I mean, friend to the end. I never ever. You know, sell nobody out. Well, I would never snitch. Well, I would never rat. Well, I would never do this. I would never do that. When they the ones who do all of that shit. But the new people don't know that. And some people run through new people so fast. As soon as the first sign of trouble come, they ready to cut them off. Oh, yeah, I can't deal with toxic people in my life. No more toxic people. So I'm like, okay. I know what that's about. Because everybody can't be
toxic. Most toxic one.
Yeah. You know, the common denominator is you. So every time we have this talk about somebody being toxic, we got you to talk about. So, you know, it's a tough situation. And unfortunately, some of these people that we're talking about who only deal with the new people and whatever, or only service new people, who give you the cell phone company and cable company treatment. Some of them are our family. Some of them are our
mm-hmm.
spouse. Some of them are kids. Some of them are kids. You know what I'm saying? And the hardest
mm-hmm.
thing about if they your kids, it's like, damn, now you got to look at yourself. Like, because where they get that from? Shit. But you know what? Honestly, speaking of sometimes it's your kids, if you're the type of parent that only like new kids, then you might do that with your actual kids. So you got five kids, and the oldest one get treated the shittiest one. And then the third shittiest. You understand?
You just keep going.
The new
it's like you don't want the new to get old.
Yeah. Yeah, man, it's a hell of a phenomenon, but it's something that exists in a lot of people. And when you see it,
it can be
very offensive to you. But this is something that we have to just deal with. And I don't mean deal with it as far as accepting it, but deal with it as far as knowing that it exists and that there are going to be times when we have to deal directly with it. So it really, really is. Crazy type situation.
Bro. While I'm on, bro, this is you the right person to talk to about this, so I just want to bring this up, mention this. I kind of missed it the second video again, but, man, and it's not just with the black community, it's with everybody, you know what I'm saying? We all mentally, like, we all got some kind of mental illness. I went back, I ain't going to lie, I ain't going to sugarcoat and brush off myself. I was in a little spot not too long ago, and I realized that by going through some old messages. I got Netflix account, so I went back trying to go find the passwords and shit. So I went down a long line of messages to try to find the account shit. So I went through. I'm like, man, bro. I know I had a reason to justify me acting like this or me being that person. I know I had a lot of reasons to justify at that time, but me reading it and pondering on it now, it just made me realize I was in a mental state, bro. Even though I had a reason to justify the thing, the way I was acting and the way I was, the person I was in a mental state, bro. And it's so easy for me to call other people bullshit and look at other people's shit now that I see bro, I was in a mental state, bro. Like, man, like me just pondering and looking how I was, it made me realize, like, yo, you're not the only one that's got a real, that's really have to sit down and realize this. Everybody in the world should be able to sit down and realize and evaluate yourself, self-valuation, you know what I'm saying? And get a look on yourself because, bro, like, you can really look crazy out here in front of people. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can really look crazy out here without even knowing it, bro. Like, and it's so easy to do that because a lot of us is fucked up. It's not like one or two of us is fucked up and the rest of them pointing them out. No, everybody got mental problems because of things that's been going on, you know what I'm saying, intentionally and unintentionally to us all these years, you know what I'm saying? Crazy how I sat back and I, like, through them text messages, I seen the evaluation of myself, you know what I'm saying? And going back to the chick, you know what I'm saying, she, I could tell that, like, mentally, she in a difference. She's still in that same spot mentally. Like, you know what I'm saying? Whenever I was like, you feel me? Like, when I was like, hey, I'm been evolving, you know what I'm saying? Like, on a different state, like, on trying to, like, just better myself, not for anybody else, but for myself. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I can tell that she was still in a mental state. Like she at first, that's what I was telling you, when people like to hear you doing better for yourself, they like to start making up lies. Oh, yeah, me too. I've been do-do-do-do. But then, unintentionally, it starts to seek out, like maple syrup out of a tree. You know, one of them sap trees that be, it starts to seep out like the sap in the tree. You know what I'm saying? Like, not even intentionally. You start talking, and then all them, everything started coming up. And I'm like, I'm sitting back watching. I'm laughing. I'm like, bro, I wish the brother was here to see this shit that I see, bro. Because like, on a mental state, bro, I'm waking up. I'm getting better, bro. Like, and I'm seeing all the bullshit, bro. Like, I appreciate it though, for real.
Well, you know, it's funny because listening to what you were saying. We talk about how some people only really like new people, but that's like part of it. Like when you get to know somebody, you can't hide that little mm-hmm. might. And that you might diss other people for or speak up against, but you know you do it a little bit too, and other people know that you do it too, but you hope that they don't really notice, or you think that you're so much smarter than them that you think you've been gaming them so hard. Yeah, man, you know, like it's funny because you start talking about people who have multiple children. I mean, yeah, multiple children by multiple baby moms, baby dads, and all that kind of stuff. You know, it's hard to really tell. All right, I'm just going to put it this way. The opinion of the person that you had children with, their opinion of you matters. As much as you might mm-hmm. try to kick it like, you know, that's just how it was back then, or your baby mom is just money hungry and blah, 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 blah. Her opinion matters mainly because of the financial aspect of it. You know, the child should be the most important reason, but people see how you handle situations that you're not able to get out of that actually are financial issues. You understand what I mean? So mm-hmm. seeing how a person acts when they have to pay bills, when their money might be a little fucked up, yeah, you want a lot of the truth is going to start coming out with you, because now you talk about your frustration, you're talking about your survival skills, how you handle adversity. It's so much that goes into it. So yeah, it's a real thing. It's a real thing, and yeah. We do all go through it, and a lot of people don't want to see. They don't want other people to see them go through it. You know, they might have a Superman complex or something like that. So they always want to seem like they on go, or like they handling, like they They have all this shit together. Everybody falls off a little bit. You may not fall off as bad as somebody else does, but yeah, the new people, you want to make sure that they never see you. It's just like, you know, with some of these chicks out here, whoever you've been sleeping with for a long time, they done seen you. They done seen you without that wig on. They done seen you without that.
Hey, bro, hold on. Yeah, you just brought me to the point, bro. Oh, he brought me to the point. I just remembered. It's straight on top of what I was talking about earlier. The same chick that with the mental problem that I tried giving a chance. It's like okay, we messed around before, right? We've been slept with each other before, but that's it. We never dated, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not new to her. But you get what I'm saying? It's this chick that I was trying to talk to, just like I wouldn't even just like just talking to, just hey. I just said hey, you know what I'm saying? And she just go off, hey, you know, I'm Brianna, you know, we friends, woo whoop, and it's like, hold on. I was like, who? I ain't date such and such, I ain't mess with such and such, you know what I'm saying? We was just friends, you know what I'm saying? We just talked, it wasn't like that. So I'm new to you, but I know old girl somewhat know me. I know I'm not new to old girl, but I'm new to you, you feel me? But but what I'm saying to say this, people like to block what's new, even though you might be bullshitting around or like how kids play with food. Mm-hmm. You might be playing with your food, but you don't know that I'm sitting right next to you and I could really eat that food. I really like how that food smells and how it looks. You know what I'm saying? You playing around with it. So you get what I'm saying? But it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm new to her. You know what I'm saying? Some people like to even block what's new, you know what I'm saying? Like I told you I changed, you know what I'm saying? But you bringing this old stuff out, like trying to make it seem like I'm old, like I'm the old person, like you. No, I'm not toxic like you no more. Like, and then like, oh, no, none of my friends gonna talk to you because they know what type of nigga you is anyways. What? You don't even know what type of nigga I am. So what are you talking about? I'm a whole new nigga.
Yeah.
I'm a whole new nigga.
Yeah. I mean, look, like I said, you've been sleeping with somebody for a while. They done seen you. They done seen you get in that shower and come out. They see the difference. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, look, if you live with somebody, there's going to be a point where they got to see what you really look like. You know, the God, like, put down to the God level. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with dudes, though. You know, the same thing with dudes. When they dealing with a woman, like if you've been running around here like you really getting cash, you getting money like that, whoever you live with, they know the truth. They know you struggling to make payment. They know that some diamonds in your piece ain't real. They know that that's a 10-carat gold joint. You know what I'm saying? They know. they know the Pirelli tires ain't brand new. You got them shit. You know what I'm saying? You got them shit to a lot to offer up in your Facebook market. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with it. But you running around here like you really, really getting it. Or like you the money man. But whoever you live with, they know the truth about you. And you know, they might have washed your laundry. They know that you a streaker. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you a skin. You know, you doing donuts in your drawers, you know, that type of shit. So yeah, the new people, and listen, hold on, man. Hold on. Because I've heard this type of shit from dudes. I mean, from chicks. I've heard chicks talk about how they had sex with a dude, and he tried to keep them from seeing his dick. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Yo, turn out the lights. Let you dip under the covers. Like, yo, he wants to show his dick. Like, yo, you know, women nowadays would be like, turn the light. He's gonna turn that light on. I'm gonna give you head just so I can see what's going on. That's like, so yeah, the new people, you can get over on them a little bit. The older people, they already know some things about you. Now, if they want to be vindictive or immature about it, they might, you know, express to people what they know about you in the negative sense. And if you are so insecure about the things that you've done or the way that you feel about yourself, then you're only going to be worried about the negative things that people can say about you. You're not even going to think about the good things that you brought to the table that that probably far overshadowed a negative thing. But you are so worried about the small bad things because you think that everybody is going to be so focused on the bad stuff that they hear because you've been fronting so hard that now you are fucked. People have murdered people over this type of shit.
Hell yeah.
Like, crazy. It's crazy. But, yeah, this is what you're dealing with when you're dealing with, you know, when you ain't new to them. You ain't new to them anymore. You know, they want to keep everything new because all of the new stuff is a false narrative. All of the new stuff is really fake. All of the new stuff is just a facade. And it's like nowadays with social media and everything like that, the facade is the reality. You know, you got people taking selfies by cars they don't own and shit. Oh, look, a Rolls Royce. Let me take a picture by it. Like, what you doing, son? Like, was you serious? I could see if you said, listen, I saw this Rolls Royce, so I decided to take a picture. They're like, no, I just got this new. I'm like, oh, here you go. Like, come on, man. Come on, man. You know? So,
yeah,
but,
I feel you.
But this is the kind of stuff that we're dealing with when we talk about when you ain't new to them anymore. You know, a lot of people will try to cast the people who have been in their lives for a long time aside, except for the special old people, except for the people that they know that they still need to be able to milk. They still need to be able to use. They still need to be able to get over on. You know what I mean? So
yeah, the one they can get up on. Yeah.
Yeah, like a chick might have five baby fathers, but she still fuck with the second one because he was the biggest sucker. Everybody else done bailed out. Yeah,
you know what I mean? Man, I don't want to get misconstrued. I don't have a problem with women who have multiple kids or multiple baby daddies, but it's like I said that to say this because first of all, she was blaming all kinds of extra kids on me when I only got one son. That's why I'm saying people don't really know me. But I'm saying like I don't have a problem with women that have multiple kids that have, you know what I'm saying? What I said, I brought that on to say it's extra baggage when you're going on to the next man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and first of all, I believe in the saying that I've heard before, you're only as good as your last baby daddy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's extra baggage. Like, women come with so much extra baggage and expect the nigga to just unload that shit and deal with the baggage that you get what I'm saying? Like, But soon as a nigga ain't got no job, he's bum. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, like women like to carry a shitload of baggage and expect the next motherfucker to just deal with it. You know what I'm saying? When I didn't help you load that fucking baggage on, I didn't help you get all them fucking clothes. Well, I gotta help you pack it. You know what I'm saying? You pack what you can carry. I was in the army. I did a whole lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? You got to carry your own weight. Even in this world, without even being in the army, in this world, you have to learn to carry your own weight. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, I didn't help you pack that baggage. Why I got to help you unload it and help you sort through it and help you, you know what I'm saying? Because ain't nobody going to be here to, like, man, I don't know. Us men, we have to unload our own baggage. We have to sort that shit out and recycle, sort it out and put the recycling in the recycle bin and the trash in the trash. You know what I'm saying? With no guidance. You get what I'm saying? We gotta take the shit to the trash yard. You know what I'm saying? To the dump yard. So it's like we don't have nobody helping us unload this fucking baggage. Why do every woman have to come with extra baggage? All these baby daddies, all these different personalities that you tie to. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck no. I mean, I have no problems with women that have kids, but I'm just saying. When you come with all this extra baggage and you think you the shit, you think your shit don't smell, you know what I'm saying? You got problems too. You feel me? Like, it's, I don't know, bro.
I know what you mean, man. I mean, everybody needs to take accountability for whatever.
Yeah, because if I had five baby mamas out here, I'm pretty sure with no woman really just, you know what I'm saying? Come on now, I only got one kid. That's why. But listen. But that's the reason why she boosted it up. She was like, "Oh, you got two baby mamas." Come on now, that's how I know you don't even know me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just trying to make me sound worse than what I really am. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You trying to put more kids on me, more baby mamas. Like, you know what I'm saying? You just hating because I only got one baby mama, one son. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of niggas. Like, I'm doing good for a young boy out here, but I'm just saying, like. Motherfuckers really try to make you sound worse than what you really is just to justify what they trying to say. You know what I'm saying? Just to try to win their argument, their side of the argument. You know what I'm saying?
Like that's it. Painting a false narrative. And you can do that with
painting a false narrative. There you go.
Yeah. Because they can do that with people who don't know you, who don't understand you. So if you've ever met somebody and they acted like they knew you already, and not in a good way. You know what it is. You know what I mean?
Yep.
That's the streets talking. But not all the streets. One person in the street been souring your name and making you look all bad. And the crazy thing about that is it's normally the person that want to be with you the most that's trying to work with you.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
Hey. You've been here for too long, hey. You've been here for too long. You might just lose it. Hey, you win.
Yeah. It's one of those things, man. But, yeah, dealing with people. When people throw people away, that's really, to me, that's really a character flaw. Because it is, bro. Why are you so quick to throw somebody away? Like, what part of the game is that? What do you gain in that loss? Yeah. You know what?
I try helping the world recycle it. She was the only one from back in the day that I tried saving. Now I ask in the recycling bin. Somebody else, just like the man Norris Hill said, hey, one man's trash, another man's treasure. All right, mm-hmm. Whatever you say. You can have that problem.
I'm gonna tell you a little story of how the Daily Go Get'emism, the group started in 2015. Some chick named Nikki she was originally from Jersey, but she was living in Minnesota somewhere. And she used to have all of these different groups. So she would start groups. They would all share with people, or whatever. Add all these people to the groups or whatever. And I guess she was getting money from it, in some kind of way. And she saw a few of my videos, and she was like, "Yo, why don't you, don't you want your own group?" And I was like, at the time, I was like, I had a couple of Facebook groups. And, I didn't really know about how to run a group when I had them, so I let them go. But she was like, listen, I got this group that it was called this. I'm going to give you the group. You just go in there. You put it, you make the group exactly the way you want it or whatever. Like, I'm going to move to the side, and you just go ahead and rock out. And I was like, all right, bet. Mm-hmm. Because the group already had, like, about 500 people in it. So I was like, all right, I'll just capitalize on that. So I took the group, called it, changed the name and everything, invited all my people to the group and all of that. And I was running it the way I wanted it to run. Well, the chick named Nikki, now she want to come back and run the group. She want to have some say-so. So when I was like, this group is only for certain people. Now, but those who know me know what I'm talking about. Like, this is only for certain people. Wink, wink. And And she was like, oh, okay, it's like that. So once she realized that it wasn't just a ratchet, fun, I guess that kind of fun, you know, like crazy off the wall, you know, people beefing and going back and forth with each other and threatening people and all that. When I shut all that down, she was like, she was pissed off about it. So she was talking to some people that I knew from online, and they told me, like, yo, oh, she about to shut your group down. And I was like, for real? She said, yeah. He's about to shut the group down. What she's going to do is he's going to kick you out of the group, and then she's going to change the name of the group and block you from the group. Damn if she didn't do exactly that. So I was like, you know, what was the motivation? Then she blocked me on Facebook and all of that. And I was like, but as insurance, I had already started another Daily Go Get 'Emism group. And, you know, I was already adding people and all of that. So I never missed a step. But I'm saying all that to say, she would have never been able to do that if I knew her. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But turns out she had a pattern of doing this kind of stuff. So she would give people groups. And I don't know if she was getting money in some type of way from the groups or whatever, because she had a bunch of them, like double-digit groups. And I'm like, what part of the game is that? But then whenever she would have a fallout with somebody in one of the groups that she gave them or whatever, then she would come in and try to take over again and all of that. So the chick had told me that she had committed a vehicular homicide. That's why she was like disabled in a certain kind of way, because she was drunk driving, and she killed somebody when she was drunk driving, and somehow she beat the tape. It was a whole bunch of mess. She was scared I was going to put that out there. That's why she blocked me on that. So I never really shared that, because it was I don't keep that type of negativity in my head. But
it definitely
fits this story as far as when you ain't new to them no more. As she got to know me, as she started to see I wasn't the type of dude that was just gonna let you Indian give me. Then she was like, "Well, no, you gotta kiss the ring." I was like, I'm like, you know, it's a social media group. What? Because you shut it down, I couldn't start a new one? I'm like, whoa. So it was on again. But you learn a lot from people like that, and like a lot of new people that you learn. Once they push you out of their lives really, really quick, you see what it is. You see what it is.
Mm-hmm.
If you know that you're not the bad person, you're not the toxic person, then one of y'all is, but it ain't going to be hard.
Yeah.
So you tell me all your business, but then you snake me, and then you think I'm going to tell people, you know, what really happened about you. And all, I ain't got time for that shit. I ain't know none of those people. But it's all good. Listen, man, I appreciate you calling in. I really do. We're about to do these birthday shout-outs out of here. But it's always a pleasure, man. Good looking out, my brother.
Appreciate you for having me, bro. Thank you.
All right. I holler at you. All right. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. All right, y'all. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. October 18th, and they deserve to be hold on. Rest in peace, my man, General Colin Powell. Rest in peace, my man, General Colin Powell. I almost forgot, man. You know what I'm saying? He's a good dude. I swear. This COVID shit. Anyway, rest in peace, General Colin Powell, man. You know what I mean? Thanks for your service. And I don't say that a lot. All right. Glorious, glorious, glorious. Herodias, October 18th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and make us up feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Terrell Thorpe. Happy birthday to you and Angel High. Turning 51 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And Frederick Dion Minette turning 36 years old today. And Otis Anika Ogina, happy birthday to you. And Juana Mercer turning 56 years old today. And Jacqueline Lovett turning 57 years old today. And last but not least, Christina Bunton. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious day. Glorious. October 18th, anywhere out there in the world. Worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on and do the damn, the damn, the rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, man. People who only deal with the new, you gotta be new. You gotta be new. There are some people who use people for their negative advantages. There are some people who try to hide themselves from people who try to get to know them too well. I mean, a lot of people are insecure. And I mean deeply insecure to the point where you don't want anybody to really get to know you because you don't like you and you think that the more people get to know you, then they won't like you either. It's not true. But it is the truth in your reality. So you hide yourself from them. But listen, man, you can't hide yourself from God. You can't hide yourself from God. And we are of God's creation. Man, rock out with your shit. Trust me. You know what I mean? You know, ladies, if a man loves you with your clothes on, he gonna love you with your clothes off. Trust me. Man, a fat ass in a pair of jeans can't cure everything. But it will put a Band-Aid on a few things. Band-Aid is not a cure. You know. And shout out to all my people who have ever got kicked to the curb early because they were no longer new and useful to somebody. Shout out to everybody. And anybody who's ever stuck up for themselves, spoke up for themselves after acting like a shrinking violet before and letting somebody walk all over them or talk all over them, you know, in a bad way. Shout out for any and everybody that ever progresses to a place to try to get to a more comfortable place. Shout out to all of y'all. And shout out to those who had to go around the roadblocks to keep you from reaching any type of happiness. You know what I mean? And just because somebody kicks you to the curb when things was still kind of new, it doesn't mean that you're not worthy. And it doesn't mean that it's going to happen like that again and again and again. But we can all do better. We will be back tomorrow, 7 o'clock, y'all know what it is. New day, new way. Power Monday all up in your area, man. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love you all to death, resuscitation, and love you right back to life. Love is love, baby. All right, so what we going to do? This is what we going to do. I said... Oh, shit. We have another caller on the line. Hold on, hold on. Let me just get this real quick. Caller with the last number.
Are you surprised? You're surprised when people call into your show? There, go get them.
Yeah, at the end of the show, when the show is over, yeah, I'm surprised. Why wouldn't I be?
Yeah. What time does your show end?
About 30 seconds ago.
Oh, really?
Don't worry about
all
it.
All right. So, well, I couldn't have because I called in. Yeah. So in any case, you're talking about the newness. Yeah. When the newness wears off of a new relationship, people do tend to become complacent. Women in particular, they always like the new, novelty. Or do you find that it happens pretty much evenly on both genders?
I think everybody has some shit with them, male and female, but I think everybody has a certain amount of shit. Sometimes the shit fits, though. The only problem is when the shit don't fit.
No. All right, Johnny Cochran.
Yeah. But, yeah, that,
so,
I mean, really.
I've seen
two people who were really, really very, very toxic individuals, you know, make it. I've seen it happen. And I've seen two people who weren't bad people, who were actually very, very good people, but they weren't good for each other. Sometimes you need an offset. Sometimes you need a balance.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And the novelty. I find that one of the worst problems in relationships is complacency. It's when somebody gets settled in and then after a while starts taking the other person for granted. Now, men usually are conditioned to withstand that. Women generally have that particular type of syndrome. They always want the man to fulfill their romantic fantasies, their subliminal hero desires. And if the man does it, well, pretty good. But even then, most women will become complacent because they will take a look at that situation, even if it's a good one. If it is the same, they will become complacent, bored. Men don't do that easily. We will accept women as they are. Women like to change men. What do you find?
So wait, let me get this straight. So from your experience, women get tired of men faster or more than men get tired of women?
Yeah. When you talk to other men and when you talk to women and you extrapolate from what they're saying, what they're actually saying, yeah, women usually get very tired of men sooner, especially if the man is, like I say, if he's performing the same way all the time, then he's becoming somebody that's very dependable. You've heard that before. When the women complain about a man, he was just boring. He was not unpredictable. He was always the same. He was dependable. Well, that's the way we're supposed to be. If you're in a relationship with somebody, you're supposed to be dependable. And even though there's nothing new under the sun, you know, it's not our job to try to create novelty every day just to satisfy the subliminal desires of some female. So if a woman can't handle that, then the man should try to devise a way to find that out and say, look, I'm going to be the same day in, day out. If you can't handle it, you got to go.
Okay. I don't know. I thought, you know, from my experience, when men get sick of women or whatever, you know, they normally seek out another woman or whatever if they get bored with them. I don't know if boredom is the operative word here, but I do know this. Most men will try to impress a new woman and fail to impress their existing woman. You don't agree with that?
No, I agree. But then again, the operative word in there is impress. If you've already got a woman who accepts you as you are, why should you try to continually impress her? If you've got a new woman, then you want to put your best foot forward. But as soon as that woman becomes the woman and she knows all about you theoretically, then why then for that new woman who is now the continuous old lady, then why should a man continually try to impress her?
Well, if you have an old car that runs well, would you ever try to upgrade it to make sure that it keeps running well?
Well, I'll try to maintain it, sure.
So why wouldn't you do that with your woman?
I don't see the comparison, the correlation.
Okay.
If you've already got a woman who is not, who doesn't need an oil change, then you don't need to change the oil.
Well, if you take a mechanical product like a car, like, you know, sometimes people have cars that don't run well, but let's say you have this one car that really has done well. It's really served you well. No matter how long you've had it or whatever, you know, you haven't had to spend a lot of money on this car because it's been
right.
Really reliable. You know, so you want to make sure that since it's been so reliable, you want to treat it right so it will remain reliable because it's a good vehicle. So, like, in the case of someone that you are romantically or in love with, or however you want to say it, you know, why wouldn't you, if you're dealing with a person that you like and who likes you, that you love and who loves you, they're going to breathe spiritual and emotional life into you. So why would, you're not going to be able to get that from any Joe Schmo. You're probably not going to get that, those types of feelings at work or at clubs or in a supermarket,
right,
or a laundromat. So why wouldn't you want, if you would do things to upgrade that car, like maybe you put new tires on the car, maybe you put a new radio or system in the car, maybe you change the intake valve the intake system from a filter to one of those round things that increase the horsepower. You know, if you would an inanimate object, if you would treat an inanimate object like it was something useful, why wouldn't you strive and try to treat a person who gives a lot of themselves to you, you know, the same way you would a car?
Well, because she's not a car.
Okay.
If I didn't want to, as you say, upgrade the vehicle, then if I didn't want to put in, turbocharger, if I didn't want to put in a new radio system, if I didn't want to put in new upholstery, I would be satisfied with the car, but I would maintain it by making sure it had regular oil changes. I would bring it into the shop to make sure that the tires are rotated, the engine block is still good, the transmission is still working fine. With my woman, I would still tell her that she's perfect to me, that I love her, that I think the world of her from time to time, but why would I want to go out of my way to upgrade her?
She's fine
the way she is.
But your question was, why would you go out of your way to impress her? So you're not going
right.
to impress her by buying her new shoes or changing her hair or getting a cosmetic surgery. You're going to impress her by becoming a better version of yourself, maybe becoming more understanding, maybe by becoming more accepting, maybe by becoming more encouraging, maybe by becoming, you know, just you know, you're really upgrading yourself. And that may be impressive to your woman because she may have loved you already, but now she's filled with love and to the point where she would never maybe she would never consider leaving you, or maybe she would never consider, but maybe she would ultimately consider giving her life to you, even more so than before.
And if I had those particular deficiencies that you were talking about, if I was not as understanding and I sensed it, if I wasn't as patient and I sensed it, or if she told me about it, then I would certainly change for her, especially if I realized that she was a good woman, that she wouldn't become complacent, that she wouldn't leave me for stupid reasons. I would certainly be glad to change. So I would be glad to upgrade myself in order to, but I wouldn't, that's not done to impress her, at least not in the way that I'm thinking. It would be done to reassure her, to make her feel even more special, to make her realize that the man, me, that she's chosen is the right partner for her.
Interesting. Well, that's a perspective. I guess the best way I can close this out is to say this. I would say that the people who treat you well, try to treat them well, or try to treat them better. You don't have to outdo them, but you can always outdo yourself in terms of how much you give of yourself to help someone else, you know, be a better person or be a better person yourself. So yeah, I can see.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. I've always taught when I not taught because I'm not in the healthcare business, but I've always recommended and always talked about mutual reciprocation. I've even had that on my dating site. That's one of my favorite aspects of a relationship. If you are good to me, I am going to show you I appreciate it, and I'm going to be good to you, and I'm going to step up a little bit and show you the appreciation by, say, buying you something or surprising you with something and hoping that that would make a dent in you, impress, as you would say, so that you would feel even more comfortable with me, step up your game a little bit. And when you see something, a little something that you know I like, you would buy it for me out of thoughtfulness, just as I would do it for you. And if you're patient with me during my times of if I'm feeling down, then I'm going to be even more patient with you so that the relationship can build upon the reciprocation, as you're talking about, which I call reciprocation, and build to a level of almost a nearly complete trust, respect, and affection.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, if you like it, I love it. Why not? But listen, I got to get out of here.
Okay.
I got to get out of here. But I appreciate you coming through, you know.
I'll probably be back in the next couple of days.
All right. You, man. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Peace. All right, Joe. So we out of here. All right. I was gonna play some music on the outro, but now I'm not. All right. So Blog Talk, let me get you up out of here. Appreciate you. All right. And for my.